Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And we just give God praise. Amen. We testify of his goodness and how great and awesome he is. Before we go into prayer, we are going to have a scripture. And we just praise his holy name. God is awesome. He is great. And we're going to Ephesians. Amen. To the book of Ephesians, as we have our scripture, then we'll be going into prayer on this great morning. Praise his holy name. Amen. Praise Jesus. Glory be unto God. And so it says in Ephesians chapter 1, I believe it is, amen, that when he's talking about thanksgiving and prayer, so it is Ephesians 1, starting in verse 15, it says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people," verse 16, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." And he says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." So that you may know him better. And so he just keeps going on about prayer. And prayer is such a powerful thing because God is all powerful. He is all knowing. He is all present. And that's why we come week after week. You know, I said something about going on sabbatical, but I believe like prayer is just something you don't neglect. So it's something you don't easily put aside. It's something you continue to seek the God our Father on, and that's in prayer. Praise his holy name. Glory be unto God. So we're going to go ahead and start praying. I bless God for you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. We are so grateful. We are so thankful, God, for you, for your great salvation, with the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood shed on the cross for our sins. Jesus took our place. He took the curse for us. We know the wages of sin is death, but the gift from you is eternal life. And so, God, we have received your life, your son, Jesus, and we thank you. So we are praying that you send us out to be laborers in the harvest. As you send us out, God, that we are equipped, we are covered, amen, with your protection. We have on the whole armor of God and able to stand against all the wiles of the enemy. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, praying, Father God, for the workers, sending more workers to the harvest, and those who are already, God, who are ministering to your widows, your orphans, the fatherless. God, they are ministering and planting seeds, watering seeds. You're the one who makes them grow. God, we thank you for the ministries such as Grace Point Ministries in Africa, Kenya, and also Gospel of Asia, God Ministries, and Mary missionaries all over the world. We are praying for the protection of the blood of Jesus. We're praying for their encouragement and endurance, Father God, and favor, God, wherever they go, God, when they are planting churches. And there will be a great response to the gospel of Jesus Christ because we know that in the gospel there is life and life more abundantly. And so, God, we pray right now, God, for any chains and obstacles to be removed out of the way of your people. Move mountains in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, we believe and we have faith. Those obstacles will be removed. A mountain could be removed. So we're speaking to government favor, and we're speaking to favor from local authorities, Father God, and open doors that no man can close, and you close doors no man can open. And so, Father God, we stand firm in our faith. We stand firm believing and receiving that you, O Lord God, is doing such a great work, God, through us. And we know, God, it is not by our power, but by our might, but by your spirit. We thank you that those who are in darkness are coming out of darkness to the marvelous light. Those who are in the valley of decision and judgment are coming out, confessing with their mouth, believing in their heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, having their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we give you glory and praise, God, for the great harvest of souls coming into the kingdom. God, we thank you for your people and the provision, Lord God, is being provided. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. God, we thank you right now, God. You're providing supernaturally, God, spiritually, emotionally, physically, Lord God, all that we need. We know that we can look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And God, you do immeasurably more than we can ask or think or imagine. And we give you praise. God, we thank you for the healing power. God, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. And by the wounds of Jesus, we are healed. You are healing cancer. You're healing diabetes. You're healing that heart disease. God, you are healing, God, mental breakdown. You are healing emotional illnesses, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, and making us stable, God, in you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we are planted and we are standing firm, and you are getting the glory, and you are getting the praise. Thank you, oh, Lord God, Jesus. We thank you right now. We lift up the authorities. We lift up presidents, President Barack Obama and the White House, his wife, Father God, all that who are in authority there. We are lifting up this country, the U.S., Father God, for a great revival to take place. God, we are asking, Lord God, that in this upcoming election, Lord God, that you will be in the midst. You have an authority, those you would want in authority, Lord God. Right now, God, there's a threat and danger all around, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you know about it, God. Lord God, we thank you that in your wrath, you remember mercy. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we'll be able to live peaceful and godly lives in Christ Jesus, and to you be the glory and the praise. We lift up our children and youth, Father God, for their protection and the safety and the salvation. A little child should lead them. They are leading adults, they're leading their peers and siblings, oh God, to Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in their hearts and minds. We worship you, Lord, and you're worthy of praise. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for hearing us when we call to you. You rescue us. And for God, you raise us up to sit in heavenly realms with Christ Jesus. To you be the praise, God, and to you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you again, and we bless his holy name. Amen. If the Lord's will, we will to see the word in the morning. Amen. And to him be the praise and glory. We want to continue on and worship God and give him the praise. Enjoy your day. And just remember to keep us as seeds of harvest lifted up in prayer. And in that we will do all and be all that God is calling us to in these days. To him be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.